I'd almost laughed when you told me what my punishment was going to be. And the truth is, I'm disappointed. An hour of a feather on my clit? How will I cope with the boredom? That's the real question. After my shower, I march downstairs in the nude, and I allow myself to be tied into the bondage frame without complaint. You ask me to recite my safe word and safe noise, and I'm tempted to tell you that the safe word is kiss my ass. I'm still disappointed. I may not be horny at this moment, but a spanking would have been nice. I smile up at you as you put the gag in my mouth, mocking, hoping you'll take the bait and do something else to me. But no. Gagged, I wiggle my pert little bottom in the air before you strap me down tighter. You don't react to that either. Annoying. With my naked body splayed out like this, it almost puts me in the mood for sex. You place the metronome under me, the tip of the feather against my clit. It starts, and you sit down behind me. I assume to watch TV on your computer or phone or read or whatever. It tickles. It's nice having my legs spread and ass on display for you like this, but this is not how I'd wanted to spend the afternoon. The brushing is nice, though. It's not so bad. After a few minutes of the swinging back and forth, my nipples are hardening. I'm even getting a little excited. I indulge in some fantasies to add to it. You, having tied me up over your lap, spanking me for being the brat that I am, finally putting me in my place and making me squeal. In another, I imagine you taking me from behind while you pull my hair. You threaten to punch me if I don't do what I'm told. It's starting to get a little frustrating, thinking about these things and getting more aroused by the feather. I'm probably going to have to masturbate after this, after all. I take a deep breath. 10 minutes or so in, I start grinding my hips in the air, even though I can only move them an inch. I want more out of the feather, but grinding does nothing to add to it. The metronome is what controls it. Every brush is too much to ignore. A few more minutes pass, and I start feeling more aroused. It never slows, nor brushes any harder, and it's becoming frustrating. I take a deep breath through the gag. It's getting pretty wet between my legs. It's not so bad, but I'd still prefer to be spanked. I try to grind harder, to no avail. It's annoying. I keep going, though, because somehow it's better than not. It's a hit to my ego, but at least it's arousing to know that you're behind me, watching me, knowing that you've broken me this much. Gradually, it gets worse. I can't stop grinding now. It's a pain, a challenge, wanting to have more, but not being able to have it. It's a pain. The feather brushes back and forth over my clit, over it one way, then back over it the other way, on a loop. My pussy wants to have something in it now, and the throbbing in my clit is asking me to rub it. I'm starting to get desperate. I want to touch myself now, or tell you to do it. I pull tight against the straps, but I'm tied down too tightly. Every part of me is. There's definitely no way out. My nipples are like glass under me, and my pussy clenches on what it wishes was inside me. I so want to masturbate, but that is impossible. Instead, the feather is just getting wetter and wetter. I take a frustrated breath and clench my fists, looking down at the floor. This is getting annoying. 10 minutes later, and it's not annoying anymore. Fuck this. I want to masturbate or have sex. And I haven't wanted to masturbate this badly in a long time. I'd ask you to fuck me, even ask nicely, but I can't. I feel trapped. I pull against every restraint, and I have to groan to make it through the seconds. I'm grinding as hard as I possibly can now, even though it's tiring me, pulling my thighs and lower back as hard as I can against the straps. It's having an effect, and I'm trying to time it all against the feather. That thing has to be wet down to the stem by now. I pull hard against the straps around my wrists and ankles, too, to see if they'll give, and they don't. My front is held firm against the padded wood. Oh, all while I let out angry moans through the gag. Fuck this. Fuck this. Fuck it, fuck it. Fuck it. Fuck it. Those moans turn into pants. It goes from frustrating to bad. I say through the gag. Trying to say no more. No more. I can't take a second more of this. The throbbing in my clit is getting too much with every single back and forth. Every fucking back and forth making me writhe. Stimulating, but not pleasing. I grind as hard as I can the inch or so in the air, trying to cope with the exhaustion. My thighs are wet now, too. Make it stop. Make it stop. Minutes later, I'm thrashing. I shake my head from side to side, sweating and thrusting as hard as I can, despite my exhausted muscles, still trying to time it to the back and forth swinging. My clit wants to come. It has for a while, and it can't. And there's a terrible trembling running up and down my thighs, and it's been there for the past few minutes. It starts to move through my body as the swinging continues. It's up my back, then in my calves, then into my arms. A vibration, a tensing of muscles, all as my clit and pussy throb and gush, begging to come, for the feather to do more than what it's doing, or to please, please, please stop. It brushes me oh so finely Oh, fuck. I want to come so fucking badly. But it won't fucking let me come. I strain against the straps with all my strength, thrusting and moaning. I scream a gagged, muffled scream. This feather will not let me come. My body just knows that it won't be enough. The feather drags my wetness back and forth with it. I want you inside me more than anything. If you were to reach forward and touch my entrance, I'd come just from that. Tears are running out of my eyes now. And the shivering that started in my thighs is now all over me. I feel it everywhere. And my pussy is the center of it. Watching me from the outside, you would see the moment that I break, when my head sinks and my will goes out of me. I cry that I'm a good girl now. Try to tell you that it's over, that you've broken me, but my arousal makes it come out incomprehensible. I try to say I don't deserve to be punished anymore. That you've won. I've learned my lesson. But it comes out as... Suddenly, you're standing in front of me, stroking my sweaty hair, and I beg. Beg. I'm still shaking my head from side to side under your hand, trying to escape my own body. Good girls don't want to come, you say. I agree with you. No, no, no. Good girls don't want to come. Good girls don't want to come. Good girls don't want to come. I'm writhing now. I'm not fighting to get free anymore. I'm just writhing and grinding. You ask me if I'll be a good girl, and I scream. That's the last coherent thing I say. Yes. Before my arousal claims me even further, and my moans dissolve into nothing but uncontrolled pleas. I look up at you, and I beg with my moans. You hold my face in your hand, and I'm grateful for that. Then you move your hand down to my back, to my perfect pert bottom, that you squeeze and caress, and then you spank me. My cries become rhythmic. With my exhausted grinding and the feather, every three or four strokes, provoking a new sob over the last one. You step out of the room, and I try to scream no. I beg with my screams for you to come back. You're all I have. Your hand on my sweaty skin, your presence, even your spankings, they helped. When you return, I burst into fresh tears. I sob into your loving hand again. Watching me from the outside, you'd see a shell take my place. A broken shell. Grinding her hips with all she has against the feather. Not even in sync with it anymore, just grinding. You said an hour at the start of this, and we're only 50 minutes in. I'm a shell. My arousal owns me. You own me. My body is my torturous prison, my clit and my pussy in the middle of it. Finally, after a world of need, you start counting down from 60, but you're not counting seconds. You're counting the spanks you're giving me. On the hour, I burst into more tears. You touch your finger to my entrance, not penetrating me, and the blazing rush of helplessness and need makes every part of my mind shatter at once. I scream the safe noise through my gag, begging you to make me come. Your finger penetrates me then, and the orgasm hits me. Every moment of frustration built up inside me is let out like a coiled spring. I lose my mind in the bliss. Time and self meaning nothing. The release is greater than I've ever felt. Yet it still takes a long time to flood out. Right in front of you, I've become a writhing mess, clenching and tensing around your precious finger that's doing it to me. I feel like a different person by the end of it. I know, somewhere, that I'm going to need the aftercare of a lifetime. And you, being perfect you, can provide it. I hold you, and you hold me. You even remove your clothes so we can feel closer, and then we shower together. Since then, the feather is as much my dom as you are. It's framed on the wall. I happily kiss it goodnight before we go to bed, and I say hello to it in the mornings, thanking it for what it did to me. It gave me everything I ever wanted. I take my spankings like a good girl, not a word of complaint, and fuck, does it turn me on. I strip naked and curl up with you on the sofa. I get excited when I purr for your affection, and I'm exhilarated when I make you happy. I am, in every way, your perfect girl, and I love you so much. As I lie in bed in your loving arms, happier than I've ever been, I know that it's up there, and I'm grateful for it. Even though it's always waiting, waiting for the day when I start to forget what it can do to me.